Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off on your next order.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this. A Monday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. After last night's 62-point performance, Steph Curry is now the second leading scorer in the NBA behind only James Harden, who's played only three games, half of what Steph has played. 62 points last night in the Warriors' win over the Trailblazers. 62 points. And going into that game, Steph Curry had his share of detractors, critics, people who wondered, oh, can he lead a championship-level team anymore? Can he be this two-time MVP-caliber player without all-stars surrounding him? And what Steph Curry did last night was tell them, under no uncertain conditions, that yes, he is still a transcendent player. He is still the greatest shooter we've ever seen. He's still someone who is an offense unto himself. All he needed was a little bit of help. Nobody can do it by themselves. Nobody can do it by themselves. What Steph Curry has been playing with, all right, let's just recap this. Over the last year and a half, he's played about 10 games. Played five last year because of he had a broken hand. And in those first games that he played, I mean, he was dealing with a new look group that didn't have Kevin Durant, didn't have Andre Iguodala, didn't have Sean Livingston. Draymond Green's still ramping up. Klay Thompson out for the season. You're trying to fit in a guy like D'Angelo Russell. You're surrounded by an unhealthy Kevon Looney and nice role players, but just role players like Glenn Robinson and Alec Burks. I mean, this is what you gave him. So of course they were bad going into last year. Of course they were bad even when Steph was playing before he broke his hand. Of course they were. Not to mention they were coming off of five straight finals runs. Those guys were exhausted. And then they get this 10-month break. They don't go to the bubble in Orlando. They're isolated during this pandemic. Draymond Green's trying to stay in shape. Steph Curry is trying to stay in shape. But how much can you really do in an abbreviated training camp? Draymond Green doesn't play in the preseason. He's not in training camp whatsoever. And so Steph Curry goes out these first few games, and yeah, he puts up some clunkers. He's shaking off the rust. I never understood the criticism with Steph Curry. It was five games, people. And even in those five games, he went from number eight in scoring before last night to second in scoring. He was still one of the best 10 scorers in the league. And he didn't even look good doing it. And you're going to tell me he's washed? No. That's what the great players can do. They can look like they're putting up some of the worst games of their careers and still be among the most productive players in the league. LeBron James does it. Giannis does it. All the time. Steph Curry does it too. And the way he impacts the game on offense is unlike any player we've ever seen. The spacing that Andrew Wiggins, he's going to have career numbers shooting percentages-wise. Kelly Oubre has never seen so many open looks, and that's probably why he's in his head. He's like, I don't know what to do with all of this space. James Wiseman is walking into the best possible situation as a rookie because he's going to have nothing but space. And he had a great game last night, by the way. All Steph needed was a little bit of help. And that help was in the form of Draymond Green, who ran a master course in running the offense last night. An absolute clinic in running the offense. 8 assists on the game. He scored 1 point by just splitting a couple of free throws. Didn't get his first point until 2 minutes left in the third quarter. He didn't bother taking shots. He ran the offense. That's all he's going to have to do this year. Get Steph Curry off the ball. Let Draymond Green supervise the offense. And that's what you have. Draymond Green, before last night, had played in just one game, 20 minutes, didn't look great. definitely rusty, a little bit out of shape, wasn't closing out the way he needed to on defense. He went back, watched the film, and said, I got to be better than that. So he got his wind. He got his first game out of the way, got his wind. Comes out in that, it comes out last night and dominates by scoring 1 point. Steph Curry, 62 points on the night. He's a plus 20 in the game. Draymond Green was a plus 22. The Warriors were technically better when Draymond Green was on the court than even when Steph was on the court putting 62 points on Portland. That's how much Draymond Green dominated in that game. And that's what it's going to take. It's not going to take Steph scoring 62 points every night for the Warriors to win games this season. It's going to take Draymond Green running the offense, Steph Curry doing what it is that he does off the ball so well. That's the biggest takeaway from last night. The historic performance, the career high from Steph Curry, that was a statement. Hey, don't sleep on me. That's what Steph Curry was saying last night. But the larger takeaway from the Warriors is, all right, this is something we can work with. I want to talk about that more here, but first, let's talk about Bet Online. Are you ready for some football? Because college football is in the thick of the bowl season. If you didn't listen to me over the last couple of weeks, predictably, Notre Dame got throttled by Alabama. Okay? That was an obvious. That was going to happen. They had no business being in the college football playoff. All right, now it's Alabama, Ohio State in the championship. I actually don't have a great feel for that. I think Alabama's going to win, but Justin Fields looks really good. I don't know what Ohio State's going to do. If you have a better idea, go to betonline.ag. Plus, the NFL regular season just wrapped up, and the playoffs are ahead of us. The playoffs are a great time to put some money down. I know I'm going to. You don't have every other team playing. You really get to drill down into some of these matchups and put some money on it. There's only one place that has you covered, one place that I trust. It's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. That's basically winning a bet before you even place a bet. 50% off of your initial deposit, or 50% back on your initial deposit to go ahead. It's free money. Free money to win more money with. Can't beat that. Look, NFL games, the playoffs are starting. College football, there's basketball. The NBA season, it has started. We just saw this. Are you ready to start? If you want to bet on the Warriors, go ahead. I don't recommend, betting with your heart. I think you bet with your brain. But maybe you feel very strongly about a certain matchup. The Warriors play the Sacramento Kings tonight. The Kings, they're not going to have Tyrese Halliburton. They've been surprisingly frisky, but, as always, the floor is going to, the carpet's going to come out from underneath them. When does that happen? Maybe you're going to be there to take advantage of that. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. So usually in these recaps, I like to get to a stat of the game and the Twitter question of the game. I don't have time for that because there's just so much to dig into in today's recap with Steph. And he silenced the critics last night. He doesn't have to go out and score 62 points every night. But he silenced the critics. If he keeps putting up numbers like this, and that, look, not 62 points, but right around what his averages were this season, this is what he's at. Through six games, Steph Curry, who is apparently mortal. According to Damian Lillard, mortal when you don't have him surrounded by all-star caliber talent. Okay. 32.3 points per game on nearly 46% shooting. That's going to continue to bump up. He's shooting nearly 12 three-pointers a game, making 4.3 of those. That's 36%. That number is going to creep up probably closer to 45%, something like that, when he starts getting some easier shots, 40-something percent. He's getting to the free throw line, 8.2 attempts per game. He's shooting 98%, by the way. His streak ended at 80. If I was going to do a stat of the game, I guess that's what it would have been. That was my idea early in the game. 80. That's his free throw streak. 17 short of the all-time NBA record. And it's just For him to miss that free throw in the first half and then come back and score 31 points in that first half and 31 points in the second half. First player, to score 30 points in two different halves of the same game since Kobe Bryant did it in 2005. I mean, that's the kind of dominance that we're seeing. 6.2 assists, 4.7 rebounds. I mean, this is an MVP caliber type season right now that he's putting together. Now, I don't know that he's going to be in the MVP race. I actually predicted before the season he'll be in the top three. He'll finish in the top three. But that was because I thought the Warriors would be a solid playoff team. And I still think they can be there, can get there. All along, I have said, withhold judgment until we see this group with Draymond Green fully healthy and ready to go. And we pretty much did. Draymond only played 26 minutes, I believe, last night. He's going to get more. He's going to be closer to 30. I don't know if it'll be as soon as tonight because it's on the second night of a back-to-back, but you know, this week he'll probably play 30 minutes. And, man, he looked really good. Not only offensively, but defensively, he was rotating, hit that weak side block on CJ McCollum. I mean, vintage Draymond Green. Vintage Draymond Green. He doesn't have to score a point this season, I don't think. If he can go out there and lead this team in assists, grab some rebounds, and do what it is that he does on defense, that's enough. And that's, again, that's enough support for Steph Curry to do this. That's enough support for Steph Curry to do this, to score 30-something points a game on good percentages, rack up a couple of rebounds, a few assists. And he's going to get more help from Andrew Wiggins, from Kelly Oubre, who he, I promise, will revert to the mean at some point. Guys like Damian Lee, Eric Paschal. I mean, there's enough on this team to work with. Draymond Green kind of makes it all click into place. He clicks it into place, Steph Curry carries them. Like he did last night and like he's going to have to this season. Now, I don't want to overreact to one game and say that Steph Curry is the best player in the league again and all these things. I don't know that he's there. I don't think that he can carry a team the way that LeBron and Giannis can because those guys are just physically different than Steph. It's not a knock on Steph. It's just a fact, okay? It's just an observation. Steph doesn't raise your floor the way that somebody like LeBron or Giannis or even a guy like Russell Westbrook does or even James Harden. He doesn't raise a team's floor that way. I don't think he is a walking playoff berth the way that those players tend to be. He's just not. That's not his game. And that's what's so different. That's where the criticism, I think, comes in. Everybody likes to say the criticism is there because he doesn't look like these superstar players we're accustomed to seeing. And that's what Steve Kerr would say and has said. I don't totally buy that. I don't think people are prejudiced against Steph Curry because he's small. I just think that he's different than our classic superstars because he's not a floor raiser. He's a ceiling raiser, unlike anybody that we've ever seen. Maybe the ultimate all-time ceiling raiser, but not really a floor raiser. LeBron, Giannis, Westbrook, Harden, those guys, walking playoff berths. You're getting into the playoffs if you have those guys. And I'm not a Westbrook guy, but physically, he is so much more imposing than Steph, and he plays every single game and nearly every minute. That matters. In the regular season, that matters. In the playoffs, you see where it crumbles. In the playoffs, you see where Steph Curry is so valuable. That's why he's a ceiling raiser. Even Giannis, 7 feet tall, runs like a gazelle, can dunk everything, and does until the playoffs. Then you need to have a mid-range shot. Then you need to have a jumper that you rely on. Steph Curry has that. Giannis doesn't. Steph Curry is a ceiling raiser in the playoffs. Giannis, over the last few years, has crumbled in the playoffs. This is why LeBron James has been the best player in the league for the last decade. He's a floor raiser and a ceiling raiser. When push comes to shove, if you want anybody on the floor for you, it's usually LeBron. Over the last 10 years, 9 times out of 10, the one guy you want is LeBron. Kevin Durant had his moment. Kawhi Leonard had his moment. They're the same way. Kevin Durant is a floor raiser and a ceiling raiser. Kawhi Leonard, floor raiser, ceiling raiser. But nobody can take an above average to good team up a few notches the way that Steph Curry can. Go look back to those 2014, 2015 NBA Warriors teams. The 2015 team that went to the finals. Go back and look at that roster, guys. Go back and look. I mean, Klay Thompson wasn't fully formed Klay Thompson at that point. Draymond Green was great, but he wasn't putting up great stats on offense. I mean, yeah, he was shooting better from 3-point percentage. He wasn't like a 20-point per game scorer. Harrison Barnes? Yeah, he had Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, guys, but like, those rosters weren't all-timers. Who was your bona fide number two? Was Draymond Green? Draymond Green was your, I think at that point, a top 15, top 20 NBA player, but not in that classic number two sense. Not in that way that LeBron James has Anthony Davis. Not in a way where you said, hey, go out and give me 25 when I just can't do it tonight. Take Steph Curry off that team, maybe they make the playoffs. I'm serious. Take Steph Curry off of those 2014, 2015 teams, maybe they make the playoffs. Maybe. You put Steph on that team, they go to the finals. That's the difference. He lifts everybody around him because of the space he creates, because of the attention that he demands. And so that's why I think he gets so much criticism. Because he can't carry a team in the classic sense. But he can push a team over the hump, maybe better than we've ever seen anybody do. And that sort of thing, you really have to understand basketball and appreciate Steph Curry, or appreciate basketball to appreciate Steph Curry. Because the other things are really easy. It's really easy to watch LeBron and Giannis just dunk. It's really easy to see Kevin Durant be 17 feet tall and shoot like Klay Thompson. It's really easy to see that and understand how great that is. Steph Curry on a night like last night where he has 62 points, it's easy to understand the greatness, and that's why it's a headline. And it should be. But these other nights where he's scoring a 30 and he's taking an okay team and making them a little bit better, that takes a little bit more nuance. That takes a little bit more nuance. It's a new year, and while I'm not really a resolution guy, I do like to lock in my diet at the start of each year. From Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve, I like to eat cookies and desserts and carbs whenever I feel like it, but for the most of the year, I'm on a low-carb and I'm on a low-sugar diet, and that way, I earn that holiday eating spree. That's what makes Built Bars so perfect. They satisfy my hunger while I'm busy or I'm at work. They taste great. They work perfectly with my low-carb and low-sugar diet for 10 months out of the year. With 18 amazing flavors like salted caramel, lemon almond cheesecake, and peanut butter brownie, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for health-conscious men and women, whether you want to maintain or lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. They're great if you're starting a keto diet to start the new year. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off on your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Tune in tomorrow for my recap of tonight's game against the Kings. That's what we're going to talk about here. What has to go right against Sacramento? For some reason, the Kings have had Golden State's number the last three games. The Kings have won the last three games at Chase Center. I don't know what's going on with that. They're the Kings, for goodness sakes. I don't know what's happening there. So what do the Warriors have to do? Well, they first of all, you can't let De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield go off. What we know the Sacramento Kings will do tonight, they're going to try to drag James Wiseman into every pick and roll possible. Now, what Wiseman did against Portland last night was his best defensive game of the season. I don't think that having Draymond there was a coincidence in that. Draymond Green, you could see him last night pointing James Wiseman in the right directions, yelling directions at him. Draymond, after that first game in Portland, that 25-point loss, said he wasn't communicating enough. You could tell that changed. That changed Sunday night. So that's going to be tremendously helpful. They basically wiped away Portland's pick and roll game last night. Between Draymond Green and James Wiseman, they wiped away Portland's pick and roll game last night. They're going to have to do the same thing tonight against Sacramento. Now, Sacramento doesn't rely on the pick and roll so much as Portland does, but they do, especially with De'Aaron Fox. to get him going downhill. A lot of high screen and roll, which puts James Wiseman in a precarious situation, a tough position. But he handled it well last night, and I think he should again tonight while Draymond Green is especially out there on the floor with him. So that's going to be the key. Stop that pick and roll game, especially with De'Aaron Fox and that high pick and roll getting downhill. Stop him from doing that. All of a sudden, Sacramento's offense will grind to a halt. That's their MO. So tonight's going to be a good test of their defense, just like Portland, the Sunday night game against Portland was. Steph Curry's not going to score 62, but he'll probably score 30-something. Where does the other contribution come from? I've said all along, you can't count on Draymond Green for a single point this year. You can't. You can't count on 1 point from Draymond Green per game. You can't rely on him for that. So where do the points come from? He can run your offense, but where do the points come from? Andrew Wiggins, 20 points last night, 21 points last night. Kelly Oubre, he's got to get going at some point. So you'll probably get points from those guys. Eric Paschal in the second unit has done a really nice job. But again, it's a defensive performance tonight. Because Steph Curry can carry your offense. Steph and Draymond can carry the offense. They're going to get easy shots for other people. Create good looks. But what I was impressed with last night was Kelly Oubre and Andrew Wiggins. Now, really, with Draymond Green back, sliding into these supporting auxiliary roles. Andrew Wiggins especially. I mean, you don't need really anything from them. Because if you can get production from Steph Curry and James Wiseman, those are your two top guys, then anything that Wiggins and Oubre does is just bonus, right? That's bonus. That's what the Warriors need. Let them play great defense. They had Kelly Oubre on Damian Lillard for much of the night. I thought he did an okay job. He needs to do better, not getting flat-footed, not leaning one way or the other to give a great player like Damian Lillard the room and the hints that he needs to blow by you. De'Aaron Fox has that same sense, and he could do the same thing. So Kelly Oubre probably starts on De'Aaron Fox tonight, and Andrew Wiggins probably starts on Buddy Hield tonight. So they need to lock in defensively. But what they are able to do in creating disruptions, blocks, steals, deflections, that's going to be huge too. Because if you're not getting 62 points from Steph, then you need to create points in transition. You need to create those opportunities with turnovers. That'll be their job, and it was jarring to me last night to see Andrew Wiggins, not relying on Wiggins in that pick and roll quite as much when Steph Curry had it going and when Draymond Green was running the offense. They weren't asking Wiggins to do so much, and he quietly had a really nice game for them and was able to be better defensively than he has been in some of these games. So we're starting to see what this team is going to look like. I don't mean to overreact. They just lost to Portland by 25 points, before beating them by 20 something points. Okay. They've won one out of four games against title contenders. Their other two wins came against crap teams like Detroit and Chicago. But this game against Sacramento tonight, it's a must win. You have to win these kinds of games. You have to win these kinds of games. If you're going to make the playoffs, these are the games you win. Because you can get to the playoffs beating the Sacramentos and the Detroits and the Chicagos. You can get to the playoffs just taking care of business against those teams. So far this season, the Warriors have taken care of business against those teams. They have to do it again tonight against the Kings. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. Thank you to betonline.ag and Built Bar for sponsoring today's show. You could send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberger. Email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.